This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News at 11, I am Yede Allison. Liberia has again been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization for the 2018-2019 biennium. The election was held as part of the 30th session of the Assembly of IMO convening in London. An IMO dispatch said Liberia has consistently maintained a Category C seat on the IMO Council since 2012. The Council is the executive organ of IMO that takes decision in the absence of Assembly. Between sessions of the Assembly, the Council coordinates all activities of the organs of the organization. Other than Liberia, other African countries elected to the Council are South Africa, Kenya, Morocco, and Egypt. Liberia's permanent representative to the IMO, Isaac Jackson, who spoke shortly after the election, expressed gratitude to member states of the IMO for the vote of confidence in Liberia's leadership in this global organization, which he described as a very wise decision. The regional director of Watch for Human Rights, Thompson Adebayo, said his organization is trying to discourage the culture of impunity. Mr. Adebayo emphasized that everyone has rights and is entitled to enjoy said rights. According to him, human rights include political, economic, social, and cultural rights. The Watch for Human Rights regional director spoke at a two-day human rights monitoring, investigation, and confidence-building training. The training brought together over 50 human rights monitors from the Independent Human Rights Commission of Liberia, INCHR, and civil society organizations' human rights advocacy platform. It was intended to equip the participants with the skills of proper monitoring, reporting, documentation, fact findings, and investigation. The government of China has pledged its continued assistance to the Liberia National Police in providing professional police service to the people of Liberia. China wants the LNP to continue its services in protecting Chinese investment and citizens in Liberia. Making the commitment at the LNP headquarters in Monrovia, China's Deputy Inspector General for International Cooperation, A. Lili, informed LNP Inspector General Gregory Coleman that her government will continue to assist with training of the LNP. According to her, these trainings would place emphasis on formed police units, promising international training opportunities for officers of the Liberia National Police to China, Madam Lili said, following the departure of the Chinese FPU from the United Nations mission in Liberia early next year. The Ministry of Public Security will send a special team of trainers to Liberia to continue with the training of the Liberian Foreign Police Unit. In response, the Inspector General of Police, Colonel Gregory Coleman, expressed gratitude to the government and people of China for the level of contributions they continue to make to the Liberia National Police and described the Chinese as a reliable partner. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Human Rights Watch has said in a report released on Monday that senior security force officers in the Democratic Republic of Congo mobilized over 200 former M23 rebel fighters from neighboring countries to quash protests against President Joseph Kabila in December 2016. The 69-page report named special mission recruitment of M23 rebels to suppress protests in the Democratic Republic of Congo documents that Congolese security forces, along with recruited M23 fighters from Uganda and Rwanda, killed at least 62 people and arrested hundreds more. This took place during countrywide protests between December 19 and 22, when Kabila refused to step down at the end of his constitutionally mandated two-term limit. Kabila has since strengthened his hold on power and delayed the elections, raising concerns that planned protests will be met with further violence and repression. A 709-carat diamond that was discovered by a group of Sierra Leone miners earlier this year is to be sold in New York at an auction today. It is the 14th largest diamond ever found in the world and also the biggest diamond to be found in Sierra Leone since 1972. The precious stone was discovered by Emmanuel Momo, a Christian pastor in the Eastern Kono district. He chose to hand it over to the government instead of selling it to smugglers or middlemen. Mr. Momo told the BBC's New Day program that selling the diamond to middlemen would not have benefited the community. And the United States and South Korea went ahead with large-scale joint aerial drills on Monday, a move North Korea has said would push the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war in ignoring calls from Russia and China to call them off. The drills come a week after North Korea said it had tested its most advanced intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States as part of a weapons program that it has conducted in defiance of international sanctions and condemnation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said it was regrettable that all parties had not grasped the window of opportunity presented by 2 months of relative calm before the North's most recent test. China and Russia had proposed that the United States and South Korea stop major military exercises in exchange for North Korea halting its weapons programs. Beijing formally calls the idea the dual suspension proposal. That's the only radio news at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Ida Allison. Good morning.